talk about styles. You know, styles makes...
Go home.
Styles makes it better, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Let's not... Enough of all the missions.
Oh, well.
We are done with missions, all right?
So now we're talking about friendship.
Friend zone.
Friendship.
Okay.
Yeah. So my friend has been single for the past 4 years.
Okay.
She became slightly depressed at some point. Her birthday comes up on the 4th of June this year. Oh, of course, on the 4th of June every year. But hey, and my boyfriend and I offered to take her out on her birthday.
Okay.
With a few friends. She accepted. She was excited and thanked us a lot. Now, here's the problem.
Okay.
She wrote me on WhatsApp asking if it'd be okay with just my boyfriend taking her out because she hasn't had male company in a very long time.
Mm.
And that she wasn't going to misbehave. She was going to respect boundaries.
Okay.
And honestly, I found this very disrespectful and sneaky. I stopped responding to her, told my man about it. He said I was overreacting, that it isn't much of a deal. Please, did I overreact? What do I do? So think about this, yeah. You're in a relationship, a serious, committed relationship.
Okay.
And you have a friend that is single for years, let's say 4 to 5 years. And you know this friend of yours, it's not been easy getting someone or getting people approaching her, asking her to be, you know, their girlfriend and stuff.
Okay.
And she gives you all the gist. Oh, I met this guy today, but after 2 days of talking to me, he backed out. Oh, this, that. So you know her whole story.
Okay.
She's been lonely. Sometimes she calls you on the phone, cries to you, or I feel alone, I'm doing life alone. And you've been there. You talk to her, you visit her, she visits you as well. And you just discuss it with your boyfriend, like, okay, Ada has been single for a very long time. It's almost her birthday. Do we just take her out? Like, aside me, she doesn't have friends like that. Let's just organize something simple and nice for her. And your boyfriend agrees, being a good guy. Only for Ada to hit you up.
Mm-hmm.
To say, you know, I've not had a guy around me for a very long time. Just a guy and I sit now talking, laughing, and just enjoying the moment. Ada, please, can I go with your boyfriend? You stay back? Just both of us. I'm going to respect boundaries. I know you love this guy. I know he loves you as well. I know both of you are planning on getting married. I'm not going to do BS. I'm going to, you know, be 100% respectful and loyal to you. But please, on that day, can I just go out with your boyfriend? Just both of us. Okay. And she told her man, and her man was like, babe, I think you were reacting. Why did you stop responding to her? That's no big deal. It's just a date. A day. Come on. A special day for her. Just to sit out for maybe 2-3 hours, eat, drink, take pictures, and that's it. And I'll be back home to be with you forever. It's you. Please tell me, was she overreacting? I don't know. But think about it. Wear her shoes. Oh, wear their shoes. Wear the shoes of the girl, the shoes of the birthday celebrant, and that of the guy. I mean, try. Just put yourself everywhere. And gather your thoughts. Because when we get back, we'll be talking about this again. Would you let your partner hang out with your single friend? In quotes, your partner, your single friend. Think about this. When we get back, we'll be talking about this and more. Coming up next is a song by MI featuring Two Baba. And may his gentle soul rest in peace. Let's sound so tan. Human being. And I'm playing this because prior to the previous show. Everybody now human being. We didn't borrow once. But if you borrow, try and return them. Good morning. Welcome to the show. A beautiful morning to you and welcome to the show. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the Chart Station with yours truly, Adele Blessing, your one and only radio girlfriend. Well, I'm not alone. That's beautiful. Tuesday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Mango is right here with me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're holding it down as usual.
Okay. I know we work together. 2 hours ago, but how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
The latest uncle in town.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
He's not gonna let us hear something.
Yeah, it's not easy, right? It's not
I know. Easy. But when are you gonna make me an aunt?
Very soon. Very soon, not so soon.
This year is out of it, so next year we try again.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm.
I've been careful.
How careful like, have you
careful,
been?
Like, I jump.
Oh wow.
I jump. And
what do you mean?
I just jump.
How? You don't know how to walk?
No, I know how to work.
So why do you just jump?
Jump like real quick so that before I am lost. You know.
I'm lost.
You know, it goes like a speed of light.
What goes?
So I need to be jump. As fast before, you know.
What goes? Why are you jumping? Why do you have to be fast?
Yeah, I just have to be fast. In everything, be quick. You know, don't waste time, you know.
But they said no hurry in life.
No, but in this particular situation?
Wega.
You know, I just really...
Bengulus.
I jump real quick.
Amazing. Anyway, welcome back to the show. This is the Soul Therapy segment, and I've listened to my name, and I'm here with Banger. So, over the weekend, we received this message that reads, My friend has been single for the past 4 years. She became slightly depressed at some point. Her birthday comes up on the 4th of June, and my boyfriend and I offered to take her out on her birthday with a few friends. She accepted, she was excited, and thanked us a lot. Now, here's the problem. She wrote me on WhatsApp asking if it would be okay with just my boyfriend taking her out because she hasn't had male company in a long while and that she was going to respect boundaries. Ada, honestly, found this very disrespectful and sneaky. I stopped responding to her, told my man about it. He said I was overreacting, that it isn't much of a deal. Please, did I overreact? And we were asking tonight, was she overreacting? You know, honestly, remember before the break, I gave you time to think about this, to process this, you know. Think about it critically so when you call in, we talk about it like an actual matter of the heart. In all honesty, was this lady here overreacting? And would you let your partner hang up with your single friend? Let's talk. 0700-993-993-993.
Can I say something?
Okay.
I don't think my lady would trust me that much. But really, which Why? I would really like her to trust me, yeah? I don't think she would trust me that much to say, okay, yeah, my single friend wants to hang out with just you. Go out on a date with you.
Yeah.
I don't think she'll trust me that much. And also, I don't think I'll trust... I might trust my lady, but I don't trust my friends.
Oh, wow.
If any of my friends says, can I just hang out with your girlfriend?
Just both of us.
You know, there's just some red lines that I because it's risky, all right? Because she might get distracted, okay? She might get distracted. Maybe that's when you'd be like, wow, you've been single, shows you're a good guy, and Binga. Even his voice is flirty. And maybe I should just migrate.
Oh, wow.
You know? So those kind of things, I don't think I would. No friend of mine even dares say that, Sha.
But do you think this lady here was overreacting? And what would you advise her to do? Let them go?
She's not overreacting. What you have, protect her dearly, all right? Because you can't trust everybody. You can only trust yourself, all right? You can't trust everybody. And if the boyfriend is actually insisting that, wow, what's there? Let's go. It shows uncle boyfriend could have an ulterior motive. I'm not saying 100%, but people have motives as well. You know, we've seen these things happen, you know, every time. I know a few people that, if I'm dating someone, I try as much as possible not to introduce them to this person. Because once they realize that, hey, you're dating this person, they might go behind you and start, you know, let me use the word chike, and start talking to the person, okay? Is that person they are interested in because they know that you're dating this person? So those kind of things are very, very risky. I don't think she's overreacting. I think she's way on point. She's so way on point. For the guy to even say that, okay, I'll do that. Do what? No.
Okay. Let's hear what you have to say. Studio line 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. My ladies, 0146-57190. Let that cute guy of yours, that guy that you struggle to have, you struggled, it took you like 3 years to get into a serious relationship. He's cute, he's supportive, he's rich, he's caring, he's God fearing, like everything. And you now have that your single friend, that your friend that before a relationship, you know, crashed, she was that friend that her eyes they took everywhere. Now she's telling you, you know, I've been single for too long. Can I just hang out with your boyfriend? And she knows your dirty secret, maybe. Okay, let me hear what you have to say. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's fine. What's your name?
My name is Gringo.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
I Talk think I us. Can allow that to.
You think? You're not sure?
I can allow it. I allow my wife.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. What did you say?
I said I can allow it. You know, it depends. Like, my wife, I trust her.
You trust your wife enough to sit out with your male friend? Just both of them?
Yes, you can.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Let me set an example. Let me tell you one example. It happened.
Okay.
My wife's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Before we got married.
Mm-hmm.
She was dating the guy.
Okay.
About some years ago, before we got married.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is now in America.
Okay.
So nothing happened. I decided my wife. Nothing because of... Yeah, maybe they want to have fun. This guy, my wife told him to be patient. She couldn't wait. He couldn't wait. And he left my wife. So, at that time, Anna came in. We were dating and we married. So, somewhere along the line, someone else called my wife that, you know that your ex is now in America. This guy. So, no. My wife now told me this that, and I said, okay, no problem. That that the guy was looking for a number, this that. And then that you want to talk to my wife, I said, no problem.
Mm.
So, because at the end of the day, she got his number, his eye talking.
Okay.
Somewhere along the line, the guy came back from America and said, "You want to see my wife?" I laughed. "Do you want to go and see him?" He said, "No, that I want to seek for my permission." I said, "No, by me, I trust you. Nothing will happen." And she went and came back.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Amazing. Thanks for sharing. No. But it's good. I love the trust level. People like Benga will never try
nothing,
that.
Nothing.
I mean, not all Nigerian men are just WhatsApp.
Nothing.
It's fine.
Oh.
I applaud you. Well done.
Nothing.
All right then. Thanks for calling. Hello?
Lucky, I will not allow you to go anywhere.
Mr. Frank, why? Is she in some sort of bondage or what?
At that moment.
Yes.
At that moment, I will not allow you to go.
I don't understand. Why? I'm just sitting out with your friend.
You Maroc.
Yeah. Shifu.
On his special day.
I was expecting your call.
If I call you that time, you will laugh me entire.
Why?
I'm telling you honestly, my own is worse. Because have even arrested me. I want to call police for me. Person, I'm borrowing money. I mean, if my time, okay, but that's not the topic.
Let's not change it.
So, thank you for yesterday.
You're welcome.
Oh, you played the song?
Yeah, I did.
Yesterday. I didn't even listen to the song. After when I dropped call yesterday, I slept. Somebody I have not slept for over how many days. I slept up. If you have a good woman like this, you'll be happy. Yeah, that woman just talk to me, pet me. I just sleep like telling you.
Okay, amazing.
Back to the matter. I want to announce you that my baby Rihanna has delivered. I don't know if you have.
Since when now? Now, old news. Your baby, let Don Jazzy catch you.
Don Jazzy.
Okay, let's get to the topic.
Can you leave Yam and go to the same time? And go to market and come back?
I don't think my partner will be Yam or Goat.
I did not call your partner. I just call Yam. That's what I'm saying.
No. No one is a goat, no one is a yam.
Can you leave meat, your meat, and the dog?
Why not? If I have dog as a pet and I have meat at home, so I'm going to train my dog the right way. Mm-hmm. Don't
train your dog the right way.
Yeah.
Okay. You will also train your man the right way now.
Of course.
So that you will go and follow your friend. Your friend that has been lonely for over 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that everywhere is jamming. Everywhere is packing. For 4 years. You want to leave your man to follow the girl. What are they going to be doing? They'll go for Italy and be looking at themselves. No cuddling. No kissing.
They are not going to do that.
You know what?
According to the girl, she mentioned that she was going to respect boundaries.
You respect badly so that you will allow him to follow her. That was what she told you. But when they were getting, I don't know what happened to me. I don't know what came over me. Yes, you did it. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen again. You will lose your girlfriend. You will lose your boyfriend. And as you lose them, they will go and join themselves. Because that guy is going to squeeze everything out of because. She will know that maybe the opportunity might not come outside again. How can she follow, say, let all of you follow out? What is this? You want to go out with your man? Okay, look at this now. This guy is a fast friend, my guy. Bring one of your friends for me now. I want to go out with you. Why must she be your friend, boyfriend?
Okay.
Are you getting it?
But there is no guy in her life right now.
Yes.
She doesn't have a close male friend.
That is good guy. Now you will see him clapping before he claps two times with mat leg. That has started. Maybe from clap, that's the
no time.
Is that right? You have trust issues.
I have trust issues. But it's better this year overreact now and keep the peace of the friendship. That way you will allow the boy to go. And then even before the next 2 months, he called my young guy and said, I have not seen my period, though. I'm taking it for you. What will you do? Will you keep pressing? Is it not better? Come. There is fire in the mountain. What will you do? No. I have sent my own, let her go and look for another boy, another man. Let her tell the girl to find one man for her. Or tell the boy to find another man for her. Not this one, somebody have secured. Did you know what it means?
Real secure job.
Hey,
okay.
I will not allow you to go anywhere.
Wow.
Let all of us go together.
Okay,
and
then.
By my right side, though.
So you're saying she's not. She's not overreacting, Abby?
She's not overreacting anything. She's just making peace between all of them because if anything should happen, that relationship is ending that day.
Okay, then. Yes. How are you?
Mommy, please, today are you doing that favor?
No, I am not. I did it yesterday.
My eyes will be open today.
I did it yesterday.
Adam, I commended you. You did a lot of work for me yesterday. Mm. Did you know my condition yesterday?
Okay.
And you talked to me like my baby and I slept off.
Mm.
And you have to understand now. You promise me, Adam?
No, I don't. I don't make promises. All right, thank you so much for calling.
I will call you three times.
It's okay, Mr. Frank. Hello.
Hi, Ada. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Wait, I need to say this. So Benga was a little bit distracted. As soon as you said, hi, Ada, good morning, Benga dropped his phone. I was like, what's that?
No, but I love the voice.
Benga.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Prudence. I'm calling from my
Prudence.
Welcome, Prudence.
I love that name. I really do.
You have an amazing voice.
Thank you.
And also the voice as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So talk to us.
So, talking about the topic.
Yeah.
First of all, why is she lonely? Is it because she doesn't have a guy in her life, or she's just being lazy, or I don't understand. Why is she exactly lonely?
She has a job. She's lonely because there is no man in her life. We all feel that void. If we're going to be honest, we all feel it.
Oh, yes, to be honest, we all feel like that sometimes, one of us.
Yeah.
But not your friend's boyfriend.
She said she was going to respect boundaries.
Well, that's... If she wants to go out, she can go to the bar or restaurant, just sit down there.
She wants to be with somebody she knows.
There are also lonely guys who
someone she's
would
comfortable
come
with.
And hang out with her there. Yeah,
she doesn't know them.
Who roam around the streets.
She doesn't know them. She wants to be out with somebody she knows and she's comfortable.
That's really unfair on her part and not cool, because she's been lonely for like 4 years to 5 years now, and she wants to go out with her own friend's boyfriend. That's like, I mean, who knows what's going to happen? This is unpredictable. I mean, they can be having drinks and all of a sudden she will just notice that the way he takes the cup in his lips is romantic.
Mm. Okay.
He sees the wine is sexy.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, it happens.
Wow, your thoughts are running wild.
Yeah, those kind of things happen. And for me, it's like, oh my God, I wish he's doing that. And so, you know, she has left her seat to come to the other
and she falls on top of something.
Thank you. And
I don't know what, I don't know. She fell on the bed. That's what I'm saying, Prudence. On the bed, fell on the bed.
No bed there now. They went to the restaurant.
Exactly. Restaurant, Benga.
Okay, fell inside the car.
Benga. Oh, wow.
Okay, fell on the floor.
And I got four pregnant.
So, the girl in question, that is her friend, she shouldn't feel guilty for feeling that way.
So, you feel. You feel the girl, she's not overreacting, right?
No, she's not. She's absolutely not. She should protect what is hers. And if her boyfriend wants to go, I think she should question him for saying he wants to go.
But what if the table turned? What if the table turned and your man is saying, go out with my friend?
No, you know? My man wouldn't say that.
No, what if it does? What if it does? Don't you think it's a test of trust he has in you?
No, I won't.
Oh, you're just telling
if he
that.
Insists, I still won't.
Okay, if he insists, you will not.
I won't.
But you know his friend, you know.
Because I don't know the guy's intentions. Even if my intentions might be right, I don't know the intentions of his friend. Even if they are best friends and they know themselves, I mean, his intentions might be wayward or promiscuous, you know.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Vega, sorry. Yes. What's your Instagram handle, please?
Official_Zuma.
Spell.
Official
Zuma.
Is OFFICIAL. Then underscore. The Zuma is spelled as ZUMA.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You.
Thank you.
I didn't go live today.
No. Mm-mm. It's all right, yeah. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right, bye. Gwenga, why are you excited? Hello? Yeah, hello, good morning.
Yeah.
Y'all need to see Gwenga. He's twerking. Twerking in the studio. Anyway, welcome, sexy Moyo. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. Gwenga, good morning.
Good morning, darling.
Moyo, tell me.
Tell us the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Are we not?
For real? Are you that jealous?
Nobody jealous for that person. No. Sometimes now, time frame that you keep, you know them that if you allow your man to stay with them for 10 seconds.
If what?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I said, some friends, they know that this friend, you don't trust this friend. And you ask your man, you're saying that. Come here for 5 minutes, I'm coming. Before you know, something will come up, maybe kiss, any other thing. Mm. But for me, I will not allow my boyfriend to go alive. Unless I will go with it, I will be there.
Mm.
But when I'm not there, no, it's not possible, I will not do that. Because if I don't have, I trust people, you know, sometimes. But sometimes if I trust people, people used to backfire.
Sometimes.
Mm. That's why nowadays I have trust issues with people.
That what?
You have trust issues.
Okay.
Yeah, people now. Before I trust people a lot. But when people allow to show me people. So, it's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
All right then. Just thinking. Do I trust my partner? Well, yes. Do I trust my friend? Well, yes. Am I going to let both of them hang out? Oh, well, no. Why? Hello? Please hello. Turn off your radio. Yes, hello.
Hello, Ada.
Yeah, hello.
Please
turn off your radio.
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I'm a first-time caller.
First-time caller. Welcome to the show. Talk to us.
Yes. My name is Brown.
What?
Brown.
Brown?
Yeah, Robert Brown.
All right, Brown. Talk to us.
Okay. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Okay.
I think it's a risk doing that.
It's what?
It's risky.
It's risky?
Yeah.
Why?
It's true, she's a friend and she's been lonely. I don't think it's right for her to say she wants to go with this. It's best friend's man. You know, anything can come up. We are human. And the mindset, who can see the mindset? No one. So it's totally wrong. She didn't get that. Did anything come up from that? What would she do? And she ended up regretting her life. And literally, she's a friend. Is that the only man in this world?
Okay.
Is there no other man?
What?
Is there no other man that she can spend?
But she doesn't have right now. So she's just trying to be out with her friend. Yes, the guy is dating her friend, but the guy is also her friend.
Must he not be his best friend, man?
But you all heard her. She said she was going to respect boundaries.
That's what everyone will say. But when things fall apart, we should come and tell our friends that, oh, while we are drinking, we get drunk, and before we knew something happened. About a few months later, and she got pregnant. She tell her friend she's sorry. Then a man too should be questioned. Why would she agree that she wants her friend? Probably the first time they went out together, this man has been eyeing her, looking all a sheep.
Okay.
Never can tell. Yes, we are human.
Mm.
And it's only God that reads the mind. of everyone. So for me as a person, I wouldn't allow that.
For real?
Yes, I won't. Okay, my wife is not home now. She comes home once in a week. But I trust her so much.
Okay.
So she shouldn't get to the issue where I was okay. I want to trust my wife with my friend. The truth has to be said. It's like you saying right now, I have a cat at home. I want to keep the fish beside my cat to watch for me while I go out. But I'm not be stupid. Don't be stupid. Things does happen. There are men outside. Well, my people do say it's Oko Wanlodi. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Oko Wanlodi. So what you know you truly cares about, you guide it jealously. It's better for her to shout right now before it becomes too late. There are men out there, but how many men are there? Husband material. And there are women out there too. How many women are wife material? So do you know what she has been going through 4 years that she doesn't have a serious relationship? And probably now she has seen the qualities she needs in a man, in a friend's man.
Don't you think we are blowing this thing out of proportion? She just wants to be with him just on her birthday. It's not like she's asking for him to be with her for a week or two or a month. It's just a day.
Well, a day will become forever.
Wow.
A day will become years. That's why I pity some people that brings ladies that are grown up, that matured into the home. Do you know what will happen later on? So let her think twice. She should not try that. Is it wrong to do?
Okay.
That was my advice for her. And it's a privilege talking to you.
Yeah, it's really nice talking to you too.
Yeah, say hi to Benga.
Benga is here. He's still here.
Good morning.
Let me say hi to Benga.
Yeah, Go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning, Benga.
Yeah, very good morning.
Yeah, I've been trying to get across to you the other topic, but
that one is gone now. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I just want you to know that we are not perfect. We are human.
Oh, yes, I get you. I feel you.
We are human. And, you know, it's only God that is perfect.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So let her go out and look for a man of her own kind.
A man of her own.
Not a friend. It's not proper. It's not right. If she was in a friend's shoes, would she allow that? But if a friend knows that he doesn't love the man.
Oh dear. So sorry about that. Feel free to call back so we get to the end of this. So basically, we're asking if you think this lady here is overreacting and you listening with that trophy partner of yours, that partner that you prayed for. Some ladies are even now singing, "Carry me, they go. Jehovah, carry me, they go, my husband's house." After praying, fasting, singing that song, you finally catch one guy, and your friend comes to you to say, "Can he just be with me on my birthday?
Can you please borrow me your boyfriend? I'll return your boyfriend tomorrow. Just borrow me, just for today."
Wahala. Okay. Hello,
Anna.
Yes, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick.
Good morning.
Yeah. Yeah,
good morning.
I agree too.
Good morning.
Good morning. Since we have chosen to live in a glass house, we should not throw stone. Hello?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so I heard you say that it's only, she's demanding that for only on her birthday, right? Is he calling both party to, is he inviting both party or only the...
It was supposed to be like that, the boy and the girl. Can you hear me? That was the plan, the friend and her boyfriend, but she's now asking the friend to just excuse them, that she just wants to hang out with the friend's boyfriend on her birthday.
Why dropping the friend now?
Because she just wants to be around a man.
That is where the suspicion lies.
She told the friend that she was going. She made a promise to her friend to respect boundaries.
That's normal thing he could say, but to maintain it is another thing.
Oh wow!
The fear must be there, and the fear is drawn from the suspect. Many things may come up in the mind of the very person of her friend that she is demanding that from. So what I'm saying in essence is that it's dangerous. It's dangerous. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah. It's dangerous, and because that danger there is what everybody is afraid of. Because it's easier said than done.
Okay.
And it's just like somebody demanding for your innerwear. Instead of you telling the person, I will give you, you raise money for the person, because many questions will come to your mind.
Mm.
Is this person going to use my innerwear just to wear it, or has she another thing in mind to do with it?
Okay.
But if you, as a person, believe that what she told you about crossing all the boundary is true, anybody who can do it could not do it. Then coming to a guy that gave an example of somebody who his ex went to America and later come and demanded that a very person of his will come. To me, I will invite the very person. If the very person that go to America will come and visit me, I will give him chance. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
I will give him chance to come and visit me. That is the normal thing to do. I will not allow my person to go because she can be influenced with money. As he told us that she went and come back, did he have any measurement? Can he now say nothing happened? He can't say it. So that is the fear. That is the fear, and that is my take.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, Mr. Patrick. Oh, wow. Okay, a minute's gone past one. This is still the Soul Therapy segment on the chat station with Adabla, Senior Radio Girlfriend, and I'm here with Benga Oreshagun. We're talking about a lady who is a little bit confused if she's overreacting or it's just her boyfriend and her friend not understanding her. And then she brought it to the chat station like, hey, people, what do you think about this? I offered to take my single friend out with my boyfriend on her birthday, like a good friend, because she's been single for a very long time. But then she hit me up on WhatsApp to say, oh, you know, I've been single for way too long. I've not had company of a man. Please, can your boyfriend take me out on that day? Just your boyfriend. So it's going to be your boyfriend and I on that special day because I haven't been around a man. Trust me, I'm going to respect boundaries. I know he's your man. I'm not going to do dirt. I'm going to be well behaved. Can we go out that day? But hey, baby girl was like, why both of you? What about me? And she told the man, instead of the man seeing things from her perspective, it's like, baby, overreacting. There's nothing there. It's just a day. That's her wish. That's granted. I'll go out with her a couple of hours and I'll be back to you. Okay. Would you let your partner hang out with your single friend? Think about this, because when we get back, we'll be taking more calls. 99.3 Nigeria. If we're coming up next, is a song by Beyonce. This one is called Beautiful Love. So tonight we're talking about friendship. And before the break, some of the comments here, like, hey, people, is that how much we don't trust our partners? Just saying. Trust is key in any relationship, right? Trust is key. But some people have been saying, I trust my partner, but what about my friend? Oh, I trust my friend, but what about my partner? oh, why my partner? Why on that special day? And why just my partner? What about me? What about all the people? I mean, there's something fishy. Anyway, in case you wonder what we're talking about, so over the weekend we received this text. My friend has been single for the past 4 years. She became slightly depressed at some point. I mean, it happens. Her birthday comes up on the 4th of June, and my boyfriend and I offered to take her out on her birthday with few friends. She accepted. I mean, she was happy. She thanked us and everything. Now, there was a problem, and here is it. She wrote me on WhatsApp asking if it would be okay with just my boyfriend taking her out because she hasn't had male company in a long time, and that she was going to respect boundaries. Ada honestly found this very disrespectful and sneaky. I stopped responding to her, told my man about it, but guess what? He said I was overreacting, that it's not that much of a big deal. Just a day now, just to hang out on her birthday. Eat, drink, take pictures, just to make her happy. Come on, babe, it's just for a day. And you have me for the rest of the year? God willing, you have me forever. Why are you getting yourself worked up over few hours? I'm not even spending the entire day with her. Please, is this lady here overreacting? And if you were this lady, please, what would you have done? Think about it. Would you actually say, okay, no problems. Yeah, go be with her, it's fine. Or you just act exactly like her, like, come on. Why? Why you? Why just both of you? So what happens to me? I mean, you want to be out there. What about me? What do you think I'll be thinking at home? No. That I don't trust you, I do, but better safe than sorry, I guess. Would you let your partner hang out with your single friend? Let's talk. 0700 993 993 993 is a studio line to dial. 0700 993 993 993. WhatsApp number is 0809 597 5805. And ladies, it's about us. The number is 014-657-190. Let's talk. Hello.
Hello. Good evening. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Fine.
All right.
I'm fine.
What's your name?
I'm Husna. I'm fine.
Okay, go.
How are you, Ada?
Ada is fine. Thanks for asking. My dear, I know.
The matter joke, I know. For me, I will not.
What?
For me, I will not.
Why?
The guy is trying to smash our friend boyfriend. You buy the next one program. So we will allow logo at the kind of journey. All the ablutions we can't do. That's a child that is still me to. I mean, here, all this one which they do. That's a smash from a husband. For me, they know me. For me, I will not.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you.
For me, I will not.
Is it that you don't trust your partner or your friend, or what exactly?
Hello. This is not about trust.
So what is it about then?
This is not about trust. What is wrong in me going with my husband? I've been going with my fiancé. There is nothing wrong in me going with my fiancé. Since she said only her and my fiancé, it's a no-no to me. She's trying to... I don't know. She's trying to start my boy. To me, I will never allow that.
All right.
A woman is not a bicycle man. That's someone who says, see a bicycle. Are you still or not? That is my question.
Okay, thanks for calling. Wow. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hello, good morning.
You said, give me that question once again.
What's your name?
I'm Sunday, my name.
Oh, okay. Sunday, we're asking, was you overreacting? That's the first one. And secondly, would you let your partner, your girlfriend or your wife hang out with your friend that is single?
About the girlfriend or wife following my single friend.
Mm.
That one can never happen.
Uh-uh.
Never.
Never? Why?
Yes, because you know now we are in this uncertain time. Anything can happen, you know that. You know.
Anything can happen when you have an unfaithful partner. But when you trust your partner now, nothing.
Okay.
When you trust your partner, nothing.
Trust. Trust for me nowadays is, I think it's dead.
Trust. So
yes, now we have trust
in the time saying.
Past. 70s, 80s, we have trust. But 90s to this time, trust don't go, my sister. Let us just be very clear. You know, if you don't want to deceive yourself, I can't risk it. That's it.
Mm.
A risk. We have had it more and more often now that, you know, when the heat is on, when the cold is on, reactions come on. You understand? So if you go do such kind of a thing, you are standing on a long thing, my sister.
You don't want to take chances, right? I guess.
No, don't want to take chances. Just.
So if you were with your person, you still go out with your partner on that day, or you just tell your partner, okay, we are not doing it again. Let her celebrate her birthday by herself. We're not going.
We can celebrate it together now. We can do that together. But stay with the free person. No.
It's actually the person's birthday party. So if you're not celebrating with her, that's to say you and your wife or you and your girlfriend will just be home. And you tell that single friend of yours, okay, go sort yourself out.
If we cannot, maybe there's something that will disrupt us not to go, then we'll have to fix it for another day. You understand what I'm saying? Fix it for another day. Or just make sure you're with your partner.
Okay.
So that everything, you know, nothing will go wrong. Even your partner can, maybe they cannot help themselves.
Mm.
No feelings nowadays is wild. Anything can happen. That's just the fact. Trust only yourself, sort of.
I feel you.
Yeah, that's
all right, then. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Okay, it is 99.3 Nigeria Info. I've been getting this call via Skype. Who's been calling me? Ayo Deji. Okay, let me see if I can have him back on the phone before I take more calls. By the way, the studio line once again is 0700-993-993-993. And if you are out of Nigeria, feel free to call via Skype. I'm trying to get Ayo on the phone. Okay. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Ada.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning, Ayo.
Hello.
Yes, I am with you.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah. I'm fine. And you?
Fine. Thank you. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. On the usual folks this morning, I think if something looks fishy, it is actually fishy. And
yeah. But
I'm
not,
sorry. I'm
not
sorry
all the time.
By now. Yeah, but you never can tell. Like, the Bible says, flee from all appearances of evil. This actually looks evil. Like, why would you want to be on a date with somebody's man? It doesn't make sense.
Is also her friend.
I don't think she only has a friend in the old world that is a man. She could actually look for someone else.
Okay.
And let's even say that is the only male friend she has, and the male friend is dating her best friend, then the three of them can go out together. It shouldn't be a problem.
Mm.
Like, why would you want to have somebody's man all to yourself on a special day? It makes it unique, and who knows our intentions?
Yeah.
the mind is concealed, you can never know people's intention. And if you say it's just a day, it takes just a spark to start a forest fire. She could start something from there, and that's the end.
Okay.
The friend could lose her mind. They could destroy the relationship.
You
can't only apologize if she gets pregnant, and life would go on. And she's lost everything.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I've lost everything. So for me, I don't think it makes any sense. And I don't think it's a matter of trust. It's a matter of protecting what you love. Like, I would not allow my, well, I'm married. I won't allow my wife to go out with a friend because he wants to feel good. There should be another way. There should be another way around it. I won't allow it. You shouldn't leave people around for temptations.
Okay.
Because we are human, we are not divine. If you leave people around to things that could tempt them and then they fall, you can't call them names. You can't. You can't. Either it's a guy or a lady. If you leave your man or your woman to succumb to temptation, then you have yourself to blame. So she's not overreacting. She's doing the normal thing. In fact, if she's not concerned, maybe she doesn't love the guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my take.
Oh, wow. All right, then. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Ada.
All right. Thank you. Okay. I've been trying so hard to be on the fence, but a part of me is just telling me, hey, Ada, be very honest. Okay, what about you, Ada? Oh, dear. My partner. Like I said before, do I trust my partner? Oh, yes, I do. My friends. I'm actually thinking of the kind of friends I have right now. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
My name is Ademola.
Ademola. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, from Baghdad. I'm in Baghdad right now.
Okay, welcome Ademola. Talk to us.
Okay. Concerning the issue, I think even the Bible says lead us not into temptation.
Okay.
So, yeah, and the Bible knows what it's saying. So doing that is very dangerous. I wouldn't allow it. Actually, the girl, as in both of them, might go with pure intentions. But like the last caller said, it takes a spark to start a fire. Nothing might happen on that day, but the memories might be what could trigger something later.
If you're going to burst all that conversations, like, oh, I had fun yesterday. Oh, I didn't know you were this wonderful. Oh, okay.
Yeah, all those stuff, you know. So, you don't know what kind of thing might occur there. Before you know, both of them might go and start thinking about what had happened, how they had fun and all these things. So, before you know what's up, they say, okay, they want to see each other again. And from there, any other thing might go on. So, you better not to really start as well.
But then what would you advise this lady to do that the boyfriend is not seeing it from her perspective? According to the boyfriend, she's overreacting.
I know the boyfriend might think she's overreacting. But then she knows what she's doing. She's protecting her territory. I'm sure if the boyfriend is in her shoes, the boyfriend will react the same way. Better not to even start it at all.
Okay. All right then. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks. You're welcome.
All right. So y'all are telling her tonight to like stand her ground that, oh, babe, you are not going for that brother party alone. If you must go, we're going together. I don't understand what my friend is up to, but you are so not going alone. Okay, like I was saying, I think if I were to be in her shoes, let my partner go for like, let's say 3 to 5 hours with my friend and her birthday without me, I'll tell you.
Yes, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Oluwa.
Is this Oluwa Darlington?
Yeah, this is Oluwa Darlington calling.
Okay, Oluwa Darlington, welcome. How are you?
How you doing? Good morning, my dear. How was your night?
My night is good. So far, so good.
Okay, that's a really good question. Let me guide us go. All right.
I hope you're good.
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm just cold. The weather, it rains.
Oh, but
throughout today.
I think it rained everywhere in Nigeria today.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So, are you hearing me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, we are still on that topic, or we have changed topics.
Where? We're talking about the girl whose friend wants her
money. I know. No, let me just give you. Do you know, it's from one, like, are you one thing? Now, one road, they lead to another road. Now, from chocolate, it turned to chocolate.
Oh, wow.
From chocolate, it turned to chocolate.
I just did hear this one today.
Ah, all right. Now, some this thing, why would I allow my babe go out with my guy? Oh, boy, guy. Huh? I don't agree that one.
Why? You don't trust your babe?
Baba, I don't, guy. I don't trust anything.
Wow.
That, even though you trust your babe, but that, the thing is, like, even though you trust her, there is some extent you don't do those things.
Okay.
So you are exposing her to some kind of issue, no? Everybody, if, unless I'm going, all of us, we are all going together. But two of you, that you will not, so I've always been drinking, go cross now. That's how you drink, you tell you, then you'll be selling yourself over, baby. But I love that you sip this drink, cool. I love that you are sitting down. Cool. But you understand before those things. And that thing don't come inside. Another thing that will come inside, you start losing everything that. That oh, all right, that matter not be here. Oh, Mina just stop that play. Oh.
He said, Mina just stop that play. So, what do you go advise the girl now to do? Based on, say, her man don't detox, say she do react that this pattern will reach to cause problems.
And that's what it will be now. Ah,
so, we see what may she do?
What did she go do? She know nothing she go do.
May she start problem for house. Say, Oga, you know they go anywhere.
You know go anywhere. You lock the door, swallow the key.
Not
going anywhere.
For real?
Lock the
door. Do you think that's the best approach?
That is, see, she approach you with maturity. Just simple, sweetheart. Sorry, you are not going anywhere. Let's all sit at home.
Oh, wow.
That is just with maturity. Sweetheart, please, sorry. You are not going out with her. Tell her you are not coming. A simple issue.
Hmm.
Anyhow, take care.
All right, dear. Thanks for calling and take care as well. Oh, dear. Shut the doors, there's the key, and tell him he's not going anywhere. What if... Okay, let me even check. 4th of June. That... Oh, on a Saturday. Okay, so pretty possible for him to be home. But... What if he does, you know, on a weekday? She should lock the door for him not to go to work. What if he goes to work, from work he just stops by maybe the restaurant or the hotel or wherever? And what if on Saturday he says he wants to go watch match with a couple of friends and he just, you know, visits? Oh, okay, sorry. Things happen, things came up. Really can't sit with you for a long period of time, but let me just do 30 minutes with you. What if? So you're trying to tell her to monitor the guy not to leave the house at all on that day. And don't you think it's going to ruin her friendship with that friend of hers? I'm just trying to weigh all options. Yes, yeah, still trying to be on the fence, yet still trying to keep it real. It's a tough one, I must say. I've been thinking about it because trust is a big deal for me. I trust my partner, I trust my friends. So now this is more like a test. How much trust do you have for your partner and your friend? But then again, just like some of you have said, nothing is certain. Both of them might actually say, okay, let's do this. The guy might be seeing it as him being of help to somebody that's been single, and they're actually cool friends. They're friends, you know? Like, okay, let me just do this for my babe's friend. What if the girl, her intentions are genuine? What if they are not? So many ifs, right? And you don't want to take chances. I understand.
Hello.
Madam, Oluwa Darlington calling back.
Oh, okay. Welcome back.
Mm-hmm. The thing is like, sorry, bro, like, the thing is like, if he sneak out or if she sneak out of the house.
If he does?
And I'll find, if she sneak out of the house.
Okay.
And I'll find out there's issue. Then I will know there's issue about it.
Oh.
If she find all means to go,
mm-hmm.
I know there's issue about it.
Oh, wow.
Exhausted. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because, did he trust human?
Come on, you can't say that. Did he trust human being? Human being as a whole?
No, they are trusting. Did he trust human?
Did he trust man? Did he trust man? If you want to go that way. There are some people that you can't just trust, and there are some that you can't trust. And
no,
I don't think it's gender
like,
based.
I know that. Do you know why I say so?
Why?
These things is something like, it has happened. I've seen it.
But it's not been happening with men. Because women don't come out to talk.
See, this is another story. Let me tell you. There's one of my friends, my colleague. Let me just give you my friend. He has an issue with his girlfriend. I just went there like, let me just bring peace within them. All right? If I told another thing, they start telling me my own story. I say, now settlement, I don't need another thing again.
Hmm.
I got to run away. Because of why? I don't want that guy to get.
How? He was liking you?
Yes, stop telling me, talk to me on phone.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I look good, you handle it. You handle the matter maturity. You are mature than me. My own colleague, my friend in my office.
Hmm.
You understand? That's when I went. I tell him, I said, boy, don't trust woman again.
You went to say that?
Oh, that is it. You see, I don't know, let me tell you. I don't know, maybe this woman feel a year for air. Maybe so I will tell you something. I see as I am now. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
We are in separate bodies. Guys. Now, zero a day as a day like this.
Oh, wow.
That is me for you. It's when we are together. I trust you. But if we are not together, it's zero for me.
And you think that's a healthy relationship?
Yeah, because see, tell me, let me give you one thing. You see, like those relationships now, you are my friend. I'm telling you, I don't go out with this person today. He's trying to make you out. You sneak out and go. Why must you sneak out and go? It's your own problem. You don't sneak. If you respect me and you care about me, guy, babe, sugar, you're not going out with this person. Sit at your mama at home. If you find all this and you disturb me that you want to, I will allow you to go and it can come to an end. That is how it look like. If you disturb one, I say you are not going to start more, you bring some kind of issue and you will sneak out and go. You are not coming back again to me now. You understand?
Okay.
That's how it look like. Because of why? You must guide, you must protect your girlfriend. You must just get to protect her on something that will link up so that she will not, as the finger of your tip, she's never out of your hand.
All right,
then. You understand? You protect her. And that is the protect. You can go out in and if the guy has sharp guy, I'll be able to talk about the drink. And the guy understands her love language. And you know her shortcoming. And the guy immediately, you walk towards her shortcoming, she will just fall. Because woman, if you know her shortcoming and you walk towards the shortcoming, you conquer everything about her.
Okay.
Anyhow, take care. Good night.
All right, then. Thanks for calling and good night. 99.3 Nigerian Pool. We have just 13 more minutes before we call it a day. And I think at this point, let's just listen to a song by Noon Dave. This one is called Brunch. We'll be right back to be taking phone calls. 99.3 Nigerian Pool. Right. Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have just 3 more minutes before we call it a day. And I still remain your radio girlfriend, Ada Blessing. Tonight, we're talking about friendships and having just 3 more minutes. I don't know if I should squeeze in a call or just finally give my take. I've been trying to avoid this. Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to sit on the fence tonight. I think it's a big deal. Trust me. Coming from a girl's perspective. But before I speak further, let me squeeze in a call though and end it up with this. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning. Lucky last caller.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
My name is Benson. I'm calling you from Ondo State.
You're welcome.
Yeah. What of if the guy don't arrange some thing for the lady?
If the what?
If the guy don't arrange some things for the lady. If
like
the
what? Girl,
like 10 million in her account. Give her a promise, I mean, give her a key of a three-bedroom flat at Apo Villa.
Which girl?
The lady that want to follow the guy up.
Okay. I mean, why would he do that?
He can do that to confuse the lady now, to divert her attention.
To confuse who? The girlfriend or the girlfriend's friend?
Yes. If the boy arranged some things for the girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
10 million in her account.
So as to go out with a friend.
If they were, can use anything to convince her now.
That's what I'm saying, to convince her so as to go out with her friend.
If they go out after they have been in the
You're talking about the celebrant.
Yes.
Why would he give her things that expensive? She just asked for a company, not for gifts.
No, just we are human beings now.
Yeah.
What if she loved the girl before, but she didn't know? I mean, he didn't know how to talk to the guy.
Okay.
So he can use anything to convince her.
So your point, you should not go, Abby.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. It's 2 o'clock. Like I was saying, I think it's a big deal. Why would you want the company of my partner on a special day as that? Even if, why would you want to be around my partner alone? I'm not saying I don't trust my partner or I don't trust you, but we're just being careful, okay? And also, dates like that actually birth something. I've been out with someone, not like a proper date, just more like a house party. And what were we doing? We played games, we talked about everything from politics to music, entertainment industry to religion to business, talked about inflation. There was nothing we did not talk about because we were all, you know, in a confined space, friends. But there was this particular guy that was talking to me about things like that. He was very passionate about religion especially, and we got talking. Now that was a day, Abby. By the way, we were there till about 2 a.m awake gisting. I tell you what, after a month or so he hit me up. I think we should do that some other time. Like, I really had fun that night, the conversations we're having, let's do it again. Oh yeah. Now, if there was no boundaries set, don't you think subsequently we get to see, we talk more, we gist, we play more, it's definitely going to lead to something. But do you know, be firewood in our blood, they dear. I mean, it's just to, what's the word? I don't want to say intimate. I think it's just too personal. Yeah. My man, you, both of you. Doesn't make sense. So if truly you need a man's company, I should be there. I mean, my man is there. Both of you can still be talking. There are times I hang out with my friends and my partner. They gist. I'm on my phone, but hey, am I there? Of course I am. They talk about anything. Now that's where transparency sets in both ways, from my partner and from my friend. You can't tell me that you don't have a male friend in the entire world. It mustn't be my man. Yes, you've been single for donkey years, okay. But you have your social media apps. Put it up. Check your DMs. Hit someone. The people we call friends today, the people we call partners today, they were once upon a time strangers. So you can start with someone. But if you need my man, I ought to be there. I'm not trying to please anyone. I don't have security problems. I'm just being careful. All right. Thank you so much. So, my darling, tell your partner it's not working. You're not trying to be domineering. You're just trying to set your boundaries. Okay?
and he should respect that if he respects you and the relationship. I think that's it. And your friend, reply her. Tell her how you feel. Well, babes, I'm not doubting. I'm not, I don't distrust you. Well, it's not sitting down well with me. My man alone with you. I trust you. I trust my partner, but I just don't feel cool about it. If you don't want both of us to give you a treat on that day, maybe we'll do it some other time. No hard feelings. All right, that's it. I keep it moving. I think that's that for me. But thank you so much. Adablessing is my name. You want to hit me up on Instagram? I'm there at Adablezy, Adablezy, on Twitter at Ada_Blezy. We are Nigeria for FM Lagos, and on Twitter Nigeria for FM. Thank you very much. I'll be leaving you with a repeat broadcast of Hard Facts, all about the sunny side at Morning Crossfire at 5 o'clock. We'll be the live broadcast of Morning Crossfire. Do well to take care of yourself and be good. Sleep well.